good deal like today.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show, and we are swinging in to yet another Thanksgiving celebration. And boy, you're going to love this. Oh, I hope you got the message. We're doing Nail the Score in our third hour. So Nail the Score, the computer will randomly pick the game, and check this out. For this one time only, it's kind of like horseshoes. The six people that come the closest to nailing the score all win one of Dave Pell's books. He has a book out called Damage Control, and it's all about golf. So if you hate golf, think it's boring, would rather watch paint dry, that's okay. You can pass it on to a father-in-law, a friend at work, or whoever, because the book is like a $30 value, and you're entered for a separate prize at the end of the season. Anybody though that called Nail the Score, and that will be a golf school for the entire day, $600 value. Plus, you'll get the 24 balls, couple sleeves of balls, and you'll also get a pitching wedge. That's like $1,000. So I'm totally stoked. Reason to be thankful that there are people that support this show. So that's coming up in our third hour. In the meantime, we've got Harry Rinker coming up in the second hour. So if you're cleaning closets, you're bored, you're watching the football games, you have too many days off from work, everyone else has gone away, you've stayed behind, whatever. Suddenly somebody left you something in their will, you want to know what it's worth, he's the guy to call. So remember, you have to call in. I feel like I'm shouting instructions at you. Kind of like that woman in V. You have to call second segment in our second hour, and we'll get you started on that one. In the meantime, let's tell you what's been going on across the nation and out of the Beltway. Of course, Barack Obama announcing not the Afghanistan strategy, but a precursor, a primer, a whatever, if you will, to what's going to happen next week. So there's going to be maybe some more advisement. There's already been 10 what they call war council sessions, and he has made a decision. He's just not releasing it. He's teasing everyone with it, kind of like a promo. So next week, the official word comes down. We're going to let you hear in this first hour how Obama addressed the media as to what was going to happen with Afghanistan. But really, no specifics were given, so we're still at square one until next week. However, the president did vow to finish the job in Afghanistan, so that says there's certainly not going to be any kind of a pullout. Not that we thought that was going to happen. The problem is the in-between. You're either all in or you're not. And when you're not all in, I think that hurts the guys and the women that are serving, that are in Afghanistan, in these hot zones, who find themselves without enough backup, without air support, and some of the things that they desperately, desperately need. So, like I said, we'll let you hear that. Shocker, I could care less about reality TV, but can you believe that Donny Osmond won Dancing with the Stars? Yeah. Power of the Osmond brothers, I guess, and Marie and Donny Osmond. But this guy's got to be, I want to say he's maybe 50, and I'm sure there were a bunch of young girls that were dancing on that show, like Kelly Osbourne, I know, was on it. The singer Maya was on it. And somehow he must have had some incredible performance, but he ended up knocking everyone else out, and he won Dancing with the Stars. I can't even believe that I'm actually even saying that here on America Tonight at the top of the show. But when it's one of the highest-rated programs in television, not history, but in television today, I guess you can't completely ignore it. Power to the older people, that's all I can say. You're never too old, I guess, because people voted for him. People called up and they voted, and I guess the judges did as well. All right, also coming up on the show, Thanksgiving, a mere days away. What about the people who are single? You know, we talk so much about families, people who are married, people who have family in their neighborhood or near them or whatever. What about the people that are single? What do you do when you're single on Thanksgiving? Is it a kind of a blue day? Is there something you can do other than listen to repeats on talk radio or cranking up the music so loud your neighbors end up knocking on your door. There's got to be something, right? So we'll find out. That's coming up in just a few minutes here. We've got a guest coming on to offer a couple of quick suggestions. Meanwhile, in the headlines, the census worker, remember that so many people were worried about mysteriously disappearing, and then they found his body in Kentucky. He was a Kentucky census worker. Well, he was found naked, remember, had duct tape, and he was hanging from a tree with Fed on his chest. It was scrawled in his chest, so that made a lot of people concerned as to who would have done this to him. But apparently he staged his death to make it look like a homicide, but the cops down there have said, no, this is definitely a suicide. 51-year-old Bill Sparkman, who was found in that second week in September, scary stuff near that cemetery in the Daniel Boone National Forest. A lot of you listening in Kentucky know what I'm talking about, where his wrists were really loosely kind of bound, and his glasses were taped to his head, and he was gagged. Man, that would have you would have had to come up with some kind of a plan to make it look the way it did, because naturally when they first found the body, they did think somebody had killed him. But after this investigation, and also, they had a witness that they found somewhere. He died with an intentional, self-inflicted act that was staged to look like a homicide. You have to wonder what was going on in this man's head that he did that. Now, of course, he had taken out, and this is probably a clue, he had taken out two accidental life insurance policies, which were over $600,000, that won't pay out for suicide. If he had been killed on his job, his family would have also been eligible for another $10,000 in death gratuity payments, that's what they call it, from the government. But because of what happened, the family won't be entitled to that. And this was a guy who was, a Census Bureau taker who was going around the neighborhoods, and people feared the worst, and all kinds of rumors were started. And here it was by his own hand. Like I said, you have to wonder what was going on in that man's mind. A $5 million reward. Somebody sent me a text message about this earlier in the day. The U.S. State Department is saying that they're offering that kind of dough for the Palestinian bomb maker who's suspected of once actually targeting commercial airliners, and also he was helping with the Iraq insurgency. And this is a guy whose name is Mohammed al-Umari, and he is accused in a bunch of bombings going all the way back to 1980. He was indicted in 82 in the bombing of Pan Am Flight 830, which killed a 16-year-old boy and wounded about, if you remember, a dozen passengers or so. That plane was going to Honolulu from Tokyo, and the FBI apparently has been trying to catch up with him, well, do the math, obviously for decades. So they've decided to up the ante, released a sketch that would show his age, and have offered that reward leading to his capture. He's about, I guess, 73 years old. Not sure where he is. Rumors that he could be in the States. Rumors he could be overseas. Initially, $200,000 was offered, and the FBI decided, we got to nail this sucker, because they still think he could be involved in some nefarious activities. And even they got close from one time when they raided a bomb-making factory, but they could see the signs of him and his devices, but apparently he escaped. All right, don't go anywhere. Coming up next, Turkey Day. What if you are flying solo? We've got some tips for you here on America Tonight.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 24th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $1,169. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,200.54, $600.27 for a half ounce, or $300.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,200.54, $600.27, and $300.14.
We the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt. Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2000. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is hand-picked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's Defense Capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of Defense Capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come to sound. One more time. One more time. One more time. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come to mama and get the pain to see.
All right, joining us on the show now is a pleasure to have the guru of all things collectible. You can chime in. What do you have in your drawers? Are you moving? Are you cleaning out closets in your garage? Oh, yeah, that family heirloom. You forgot all about it. It's wrapped up and in a box, and you want to know what it's worth. He is the guy to call, Harry Rinker. The number to call, of course, is the usual digits, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Harry, happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, same to you, kiddo. Turkey Day.
I know. I love Thanksgiving. I love this time of year, don't you?
It's a great time of the year. It's an interesting time of the year. You know, every year I normally go out around this time and start buying toys for my famous $200 or $300 in the closet. But I got to tell you, I'm not sure I'm going to do it this year.
Really? What made you decide not to do that?
Well, the thing about it is, you know, what kid plays with toys for longer than 2 weeks these days?
That's so true.
You know, it's the whole purpose of the of starting this project, which is now, I guess it would be in its 23rd or 24th year if I do it, is the fact that, you know, that kids would play with things and they would fall in love with them and they would have memories of them, and then, you know, 20, 30 years later, they'd want to buy back their childhood. Well, that was when, you know, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and a whole bunch of stuff were around. You know, okay, you got My Little Pony today and a few other things, but truth of the matter is, you know, I'm not sure what the kids, I used to think I knew, but I'm not sure what the kids 30 years from now are going to collect, or what the adults 30 years from now are going to collect from their childhood memories. I'm not going to buy a Wii game, you know, or a PlayStation 2 or 3 or whatever it is. Not worth the money. But, yeah, my wife went out to buy toys for the grandkids, and, you know, there were 3 requests, and they were all $70.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, sorry. I have to tell you, it's not cheap. Of course, the good news is Amazon and Walmart are fighting with each other big time. So I guess if I go on the Internet on Friday, I can spend my money wisely, because I understand, man, there's discounts all over the place.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's interesting. I happened to see this, and can you imagine if you had an artifact from space? I guess NASA is going to give away some of the things that they've collected. I got really excited when I heard about this because I want to go and see.
Yeah, that's real. You know, that's what happened when the Russians had economic problems. You know, they sold off their spacesuits and their capsules and stuff.
Yeah.
Are we about to do that in the U.S. too? That's not a good sign.
I think so. I don't think it is either, but with further investigation, I called somebody I knew at the Johnson Space Center in Houston, and they said no, that was incorrectly reported, that they are giving away artifacts, but they're giving them away to museums and Smithsonian and some other places, the Johnson Space Center, a center.
Yeah.
And the Florida Kennedy Space Center,
well,
too,
space,
in the towns
space
nearby.
Space collectibles are hot. Several of the there have been a number of special just space auctions. Sotheby's tried one, particularly when the Russians dumped a lot of stuff after when the Russians hit an economic skid about 5-10 years ago. They actually did auction off a lot of their very valuable space stuff, for capsules and that type of thing. It did okay. It didn't do spectacular. But, you know, American space stuff, and you want to be a little careful with the astronaut patches because they've been heavily reproduced, and you can still buy them if you go down to Cape Canaveral from all the early flights. So you have to watch out for that. And there are a lot of emphasis on signatures, but once again, because of all the fakes in the baseball thing, they faked a lot of the, and they still do fake a lot of the space stuff, too. So you better know what you're buying before you spend any big money on it. But astronaut stuff is fairly hot, actually.
All right, that's good to know. Hey, I got a note here from Kit who said, Kate, I heard you used to live in Las Vegas. Just as an aside, will you ask Harry, because I'm not sure when he's coming back on again, about Liberace? I have one of his outfits, I guess one of the costumes. You know how he's got one of the outfits.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm old enough to remember who Liberace is. Well, don't laugh about that. Try that name on anybody under 35.
They don't know.
No, well, I think this is one of the things that really has me kind of worked up. I don't know if you heard it, but Trigger's up for sale.
I did hear that.
Yep, the Roy Rogers Museum is gonna go on the block now. The grandson's saying, "Well, maybe we won't sell Trigger and some of it will donate at the museums." But you know, they shut the museum down at Victorville a number of years ago, moved to Branson, Missouri. Even Branson, Missouri could not save Roy Rogers. What can we tell you, man?
Boy, that's a state.
Why should you be? Who remembers Roy Rogers these days? Or Hopalong Cassidy or Gene Autry or any of the rest of these guys? You know, this is this whole problem of fading memory. And here's Liberace, right?
Right.
I would say his suits are probably in the $200 to $400 range if you're lucky.
Wow, isn't that funny? So I guess you have to have timing when you're selling things, collectibles, don't you, now?
Yeah, well, a lot of people hang on to it for way too long.
That's the key, is knowing when is the right time. If you decide you want to sell some things, when is the right time to sell it?
Well, one of the things that's very clear, Kate, is that, you know, we're living longer, and so we tend to keep our things longer. And what we call one-generation collectibles reach their peak when you're 55. Well, if you're 68 like I am and you're thinking of selling, you should have sold, you know, 13 years ago, because that's when the stuff probably was going to bring a good price. I mean, I'm looking at my hobby stuff, and as you know, I'm selling my school in Veracruz, Pennsylvania, and I've got my big hobby room in there, and I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do with this stuff. I'm not packing it up at the moment, but, you know, right now I'm packing up a lot of things that I'm not getting rid of, and fortunately, fortunately, the new owners have rented me the auditorium for a year to store stuff in, but that just puts off the inevitability of my having to deal with this eventually.
Yeah, boy, no kidding, huh?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a situation where it means a lot to me, but that's the problem. The Hopalong Cassidy Festival in Cambridge, Ohio, has been canceled, is no more. In fact, you know, speaking of this, you asked me to think of my candidate for Turkey of the Year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or not? Are you doing that?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Well, my candidate, I gave a lot of thought about that. First, I was going to do the guy that paid $420,000 for Michael Jackson's glove. He is a turkey.
Yeah, no kidding.
But that aside, the real turkey this year is Krause Publications, a division of F+W Media. They bought the big Atlantic City show in 2000 for hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they shut it down. There will be no Atlantic City show next March, at least not by Krause. And it, things were so bad they weren't able to sell it. They didn't get a dime for it.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a big turkey, man.
No kidding. So I would agree with
well,
you.
Well, it's a, you know, the big thing is that we went through this big consolidation in the antiques and collectibles field where big corporations came in and bought up the trade papers. They bought up the book publishers. They bought up some of the show circuits, and they thought, well, we'll put this all under one big corporate roof and manage it, you know, and have one of these vertical companies, and it didn't work. And so, you know, all kinds of things. What happened is that they simply couldn't find anybody who would buy Atlantic City, who would buy the show, pay them a dime, wouldn't pay them a dime for the darn thing. What's happening is that the Atlantic City Convention Center brought in a nice young lady named Allison Kohler from JMK Shows, and she is going to create a new Atlantic City show, but not resurrect the old one. Now, whether she's going to be successful or not, we'll wait and see. You know, at the heyday of the old show, it had 100,000 visitors.
Ooh.
I mean, it was the biggest antique show in America.
Wow.
And in a matter of 10 years, it's gone from that to nothing.
Oh, no kidding. Hey, so that's sad. That's depressing. I think my mother used to go to that because I grew up a stone's throw away.
Yes,
from
no, I used to take the casino buses down there. You
mm-hmm.
used to get on the bus, they give you $50 back to go to the show. It was a good deal.
Yeah, a lot of people will certainly miss that. Hey, people don't have to miss you, though. Harry, are you having a show this week, or are you doing your best?
Oh, sure. Every Sunday I'm on Genesis Communications here, the same network as you. What You Got is on 8 to 10 Eastern Time on Sundays, 7 to 9 Central, 6 to 8 Mountain, 5 to 7 Pacific. We have the same toll-free number you do. Just give us a call during that time, and you can ask anything you want about your antiques and collectibles around the house. You can also email me your question, my email address, harrylrinker@aol.com. If you're going to email me a question, please start your question. I listen to you on America Tonight. Give me the name of our station that you're listening to, and that way I'll get it in the America Tonight mailbag. I get some mailbag questions at the same email for my regular show as well as my column, so that's harrylrinker@aol.com. But, yes, I've got an interesting guest this weekend, a gal who had to clean out her mother's house full of stuff named Jo Mader. She wrote a book about how I married my mother, so we're going to talk about cleaning out a whole house full of stuff from a woman
good.
Who was an inveterate collector. Yeah, she still has her mother's doll collection. She can't get rid of them.
I love it. I'll be listening to that one. That sounds interesting. Harry, thanks.
All right. Take care, kiddo. Thank you. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Have a good Thanksgiving as well. We're talking turkeys next on ATN.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine stream-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's air and A-Q-U-A, aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hey, did you know that you can now order Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online? That's right, it's true. And it's convenient now. Genuine FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online at Viamedic.com. That's V, like in Victor, Viamedic.com, V-I-A-M-E-D-I-C.com. That's right, you can order now. No doctor visits necessary. You can get a complete private consultation with a U.S. licensed physician, and licensed pharmacists will review that information. You'll get a prescription, and they'll fill your order. That's right, Viamedic.com, ladies and gentlemen. And if you happen to want to save $10 on your first order, you could use the coupon code SAVAGE while online at Viamedic.com. The coupon code SAVAGE will save you $10 on your FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra order. Or you can call this phone number for more information, and that phone number is 1-888-388-MEDS. That's 1-888-388-MEDS, M-E-D-S.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play you. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with song. Let me sing.
All right, we thought we'd go or let her go a little extra long. Diana Krall and her dulcet tones. And, of course, she's, I think, one of the best jazz singers we have around. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, of course, America Tonight. Coming up, we have birthdays and this day in history and news you can abuse. We talked a little turkey earlier as to who were the biggest turkeys. Somewhat we did on this show. Who were the biggest turkeys this year in 2009? And of course, as you get to the end of the year and then you look forward, you break apart what's happening in Washington, what's happening across the country grassroots-wise, and we're going to do that. There are a lot of there's a lot of profound movement, I think, in this country that we should be very proud of because the people are speaking and the government is about we the people. Those that are in Washington are our elected representatives. Please never forget that. You just have to remember the Declaration of Independence, etc., how our government was established. And you do have a say. So often, too many people feel like, you know what, they're controlling what's happening in Washington, it's a political machine, but it's not true. People can definitely affect change. It can definitely make it happen by speaking up and calling Congress people and senators, because remember, they all want to play on in the game of politics, meaning re-elections, going for other offices, etc. So trust me, the people want to hear what you have to say. it's like the Republicans who, like Mitch McConnell, who are out speaking at luncheons. They're saying, look, we know what the people are telling us. Here's what the people in my district, in my area, are saying. They don't want, you know, they don't want the current form of health care reform that they're hearing about to be passed, and they're scared to death or whatever. So it's going to be a no vote for me, and it's I feel it'd be disastrous for the country if we went in this direction, whatever. So never, ever think that you're too small to make a difference, because certainly that is not true. Didn't mean to get on that soapbox about politics, but in talking about the biggest turkeys of the year. So I'm going to turn the tables on Matt Johnson. Matt, when you think of biggest turkeys of the year, you know, there have been a lot of those people in sports. Some would say that Jeffrey Lurie, the owner of the Philadelphia Eagles, for taking Michael Vick was a turkey, but others would congratulate him for giving Michael Vick a second chance, because still, even in the city of brotherly love, it's mostly they're embracing Michael Vick, the fans are. But there are still some that are enraged by the idea that their city has taken this dog killer in, so to speak, to play on their football team.
Yeah, I don't know. You got to give people a second chance, and he served his time in prison, and I don't know. It's not like he's doing a whole lot on the field anyways. He had a big run in the last game for like 30 yards, and that's the most significant thing he's done all year. So it's not like he's been doing a whole lot on the field, and giving him a chance to practice with the team, get some formality in his life is probably a good thing.
Yeah, I think so too. I think you do have to give people a second chance. I mean, if they blow the second chance, and which I don't think he will, you think he's going to go into betting on dogs again or being or anything to do with dogs in that way again? I doubt it, because having to serve time and everything else, I don't think Michael Vick would be that dumb. There's just no way.
Yeah, and he had everything stripped away from him, so he understands that, you know, this is
losing
your
it all.
Only shot. And just like I'm sure when Plaxico Burress comes out, he's going to be pretty close to the vest with everything and not stray out of trouble. But then there's people who just don't learn, like Pac-Man Jones is one of them for sure.
Oh, absolutely. The bad boys that are just the repeat offenders. It's funny, this week we had Joe Balzer on, who wrote a book called Flying Drunk. He's been on a lot of, like, Fox and CNN and all over the place. He's been on a lot of different shows, and he came on America Tonight. And he's the pilot who flew with two other drunk pilots, a Northwest flight from Fargo to Minneapolis back in 1990, and they arrived safely and all that other sort of stuff, but their blood alcohol level was crazy off the charts, and he ended up doing some time. He was stripped of his license and all that other stuff, and American Airlines eventually hired him, gave him a second chance, and of course now he's been sober for 19 years and whatever, and it worked out great for him. But imagine an airline giving a guy who flew drunk in a highly publicized story a second chance. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, it's taking a risk, but sometimes
people
do learn their lesson, and you have to allow people to atone for that and make amends and be a real person and productive member of society again. Because if you strip everything away from them, then they're going down a downward spiral that they won't get out of.
Yeah, I think so too. So do you have a biggest turkey? Is there anyone? Because look at all the shows we've done. It's really kind of hard to boil it down.
There's so many.
There's so many blunders.
I know. We could go with the Bloom Boy Dad, or that.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh yeah,
Joe
Richard
Jackson.
Heaney.
Joe Jackson's a good one. Making bank off of his son's death.
Yeah, it's awful. Still is making bank. It's crazy.
Who else? I don't know. Palin maybe a little bit for just stepping out of office to get in the limelight.
For the money.
Yeah. Oprah, another one who announces a year ahead of time to her farewell tour just for the money.
So true, because everybody will be watching.
If I had to pick one, though, I'd probably go with I made the biggest mistake of my life at 30 times, Carrie Prejean.
Oh, Miss America, who came back and back and back, and every there kept
keeps
more things kept being revealed
from her skeleton closet, and they people investigating, I keep just finding more and more things that are kind of shady about her. So I'd go with her.
All right, Carrie Prejean is your biggest turkey of 2009. We had Obama, Stu, called in about Obama as being the biggest turkey, and I think a lot of people would agree there. I liked when his list, Eric Holder was on the list, the attorney general. I would have said him, too, as well. I mean, there are just so many people that you could put on the list that it's kind of hard to narrow it down when you sit and think about it. I would say also, if we were going to go with entertainment, the lack of class and ridiculousness, the whole Roman Polanski thing, and half of Hollywood coming out to say how, you know, oh, he's such a nice guy and he shouldn't, you know, why should he be extradited to the United States, and then the possibility of a trial. I mean, give me a break. But that's kind of what you expected, I think anyway, there. I would have said Blue.
Another one I forgot from entertainment would be Kanye mm-hmm. West for stepping all over Taylor Swift's
yes.
first moment in the sun.
Oh, and boy, has she reared back and won so many things as a result. Not as a result of that, but she just was on that course, and what a dummy to do it. He had to cancel his tour, the whole thing.
Right, and he's paying the price for it, and she got a lot of notoriety for it as well, and it's paying off for her probably in more ways than one.
Yeah. The other thing I would say it's definitely a blunder, and I'm sure I listed it on my website as a blunder, but as 2009 biggest turkeys, I think that whole beer summit thing was ridiculous. Overblown. What were they thinking? They're just ridiculous comments to begin with. I think that was, but there were a lot of moments like that were overblown and would have been a turkey kind of moment. Also, the Anthonys. George Anthony and his wife defending their daughter, Casey, who was, of course, is charged in the death of the granddaughter, Kaylee. They ended up taking money from CBS for an exclusive interview, and then they went off on a cruise. They got $20,000 to appear on 48 Hours, and then they were out in the Bahamas taking it easy, the Anthonys. I mean, that whole family, that's a major circus anyway. And I would also say that there have been other blunders that could be sort of turkeys along the way, and the year has been filled with crazy, controversial things. 2009 was a very, very strange year, to say the least, in politics, sports, business. You know, we saw the Stanford cat from Texas that came out, another one of these Bernie Madoff guys with the Ponzi scheme, and you wonder how many more of them exist. Every once in a while, catch something in the Wall Street Journal and somebody else has pulled a fast one on a whole bunch of people. How about David Letterman? What happened with him with the having to apologize after fooling around on his wife with XYZ women, but really specifically the one. It ended up getting him huge ratings, but after a lot of the people that Letterman would criticize, here it was the same thing in his own closet. Certainly wasn't clean. And the reason that came out, though, was because of somebody who was trying to extort him. How about the woman with the chimp who mauled her friend's face? I mean, you see the picture of her. It just makes no sense. Why do you have a chimp as a pet who is with you for all those years, who is sitting at the table eating, etc., and then gets spooked by one of your own friends and completely pulls out her eyes, ruins her life, etc. No matter how much money she gets, they can't bring her sight back. They can't bring anything. As much of the operations as she's had, they've been able to do some things, but she'll never, ever look recognizable again. That woman's a turkey for even thinking that these people that do that, you can have these wild animals as pets. It makes absolutely no sense. All right, coming up on the flip side, birthdays this day in history and news you can abuse.
The This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In this day in history, in 1881, Pope John the 23rd was born. Angelo Giuseppe Roncalli, near Italy. That's a long name, huh? In 1908, the first issue of the Christian Science Monitor was published. I used to read that all the time because they had incredible foreign coverage of things that were happening, obviously, in, you know, the Middle East, in Europe, etc. You could really keep on top of the news. In 1947, movie studio execs meeting in New York agreed to blacklist the Hollywood Ten, who had been cited for contempt of Congress the day before. We have other highlights in history. We'll get to those in a few. We have birthdays, too, as well, including retired baseball all-star Bucky Dent, who is celebrating a pretty big birthday. Amy Grant, gospel singer, pop singer for a while, 49 years old. Jill Hennessy, who was part of the Law and Order team, is celebrating a birthday. My quarterback, Philadelphia Eagles, Donovan McNabb, is celebrating a big birthday. It's actually big. He's like the old man on the team now. Everyone around him is 22, 23 years old. Former first daughter, Barbara Bush. But like I said, we'll get to that in just a second. A couple of quick notes here. One, how about this? Out of D.C., the government has decided they're going to throw fines against the airlines for stranding passengers on an airport tarmac. I love that. They just announced that on Tuesday. They've already had a precedent setting $175,000 in fines against three airlines for their roles in the stranding of those people overnight in a plane at Rochester, Minnesota. Remember back in August, the Continental Express flight? I don't know how the people could stand to be on that plane. And why they didn't open the terminal for the stranded passengers. So anyway, they got slammed with that, and also their partner got slammed too. They were each fined $50,000. This is a good thing because they need to impose these fines so people use their brains and figure out ways around situations that don't have to end up the way they did, like in that particular airline. There was no reason those people should not have been able to get off that plane. They should have done something to accommodate them. So this is a good thing. You know, there were 568 flights delayed on runways by three or more hours this year through September 30th. These are statistics that were compiled by the Bureau of Transportation Statistics. Hopefully I won't be one of those that's going to be stranded on the tarmac. I've got my fingers crossed. This is another story that is absolutely worth bringing to your attention if you are still locked into America tonight here at the tail end of this. Can you imagine the whole thing of your heart stopping? You know, when people say that they were brought back to life, this man's got a story to tell. 56-year-old Brooklyn guy brought back to life after 47 minutes. They did 4,500 chest compressions and 8 zaps with the defibrillators. You know, how many times, when do they decide to call it? So how about this team of doctors who did not give up until he ended up coming back? I mean, that has to be described as some kind of a miracle. That is the edge and back and beyond. I'd be curious to hear what he had to say. He had sudden cardiac arrest. His heart stopped beating for that long. And here he is now fine. He's walking, feeling better, because what happened was he walked into the emergency room, felt sick and disoriented, collapsed, and then that's when they were, you know, trying to bring him back. But that's a long time to be out of. I've never heard that before. Anybody that long finding a way back in with them pressing on their chest again and again and again and again. All right, time for news you can abuse as we head into Thanksgiving. This is strange. You know, there's oddball things that people sell and they think they'll take off. There's a gazillion ideas. The pet rock, that guy made millions. So many people bought pet rocks. And I can't think of them now. I think they were called clackers. You know, those two things with they weren't ceramic, but they were these balls that you had, there was a rope and you clanked them together, almost like a partner of the yo-yo. And that was another idea that was huge at one time. So now there's somebody in Bloomington, Illinois, who has made this thing called magical reindeer gem necklaces. You know what they are? They are dried, sterilized, glitter-sprayed reindeer poo. Yeah. They sell the necklaces for $15 each, 20 by mail. They were a big hit last year, these necklaces, reindeer dung. They had Christmas ornaments, too. So they're selling those as well. You can get a Christmas ornament. Wow, so odd. The Miller Park Zoo in Bloomington, Illinois. I hope they raise that money for animals somewhere in that zoo or just for the zoo in general. It's a limited edition. How about this for Thanksgiving? After your Turkey Day feast, and you know how everybody, they say you unbutton your top button and loosen the belt and all that stuff because you've eaten so much. Well, the Associated Press asked Cornell University's Food and Brand Lab to analyze Thanksgiving recipes from Better Homes and Gardens. So they compared dishes from the 50s to the 21st century. Calorie counts for 5 of the 8 recipes actually dropped by almost a third. Even mashed potatoes and pumpkin pie are slimmer today. And the head researcher on this says much of the calorie reduction is due to the healthier ingredients like low-fat milk instead of cream. And the whole thing is, though, how many people have seconds or thirds? Matt, what's your favorite part of the Thanksgiving Day meal? Is it the mashed potatoes or the stuffing or just the gravy combined? What is it?
We usually have cheesy potatoes.
Mm, cheesy.
Yeah, with the It's like a hash brown, cornflakes and cheese all kind of baked together.
Oh, my gosh.
It's awesome. That's good, but I don't know. I'm a big turkey guy, so I'd have to go just for the turkey. That's high in protein, you know.
Yeah, but that's okay. The turkey's good. It's not so bad. If you have a bunch of turkey, you're not putting on a bunch of weight there. I think it's the mashed potatoes, the corn, all the things.
You got to have the gravy.
I know,
to go
the gravy
with it.
Is key.
That's where you put on the pounds.
I know. Boy, it's a good day to work out. Work out before, work out the next day, work out the day after that.
The next month.
Yeah, they say the average meal could be 4,000 calories.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's a little more than your daily intake, isn't
it? Oh, yeah. If you're trying to lose weight, even, like, let's say you're trying to lose weight, you try to hover around 1,200, or for guys, maybe 1,600, you are more than doubling what you would normally... I mean, you're putting on a pound, at least 2 pounds, probably.
The other thing, too, is a lot of people... You're supposed to eat, you know, moderate amounts throughout the day, and when Thanksgiving comes... I don't know too many people that eat a lot before and or
no,
after.
No, they chow.
It's just one huge, giant meal.
Oh, yeah, that's the mistake. You and I have talked about that before. The way to lose weight, it is true, is to just kind of graze. It sounds so funny, but, I mean, I'm as guilty as anyone else. Half of my life, I wouldn't eat at all during the day and then just eat one meal, and that's not good. You can't do that. So you can't do that with Thanksgiving especially. So if you can somehow, we even had somebody on earlier this week, we were talking about that, just try to make it. You know, think.
Get a little breakfast in the morning.
Yeah. Bowl of cereal, oatmeal.
Yeah, and then go nuts on the dinner. But I don't know. It's hard. It's hard.
It is.
All that food out in front of you, it's hard not to, one, try everything and two, go back for seconds.
I know. It is tough. Absolutely. All right. So let's move on. There are 36 days left in the year. It is November 25th. We told you about some of the highlights. And certainly some of the lowlights, too. Sadly, in 63, the body of President John F. Kennedy was laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery. In 2002, President George W. Bush signed legislation creating the Department of Homeland Security and appointed Tom Ridge, remember, to be the chief. Let's head to birthdays. We have some interesting birthdays. I mentioned a few already. Let's get to a couple of the others for you. How about actress Catherine Crosby is 76 years old, actor Matt Clark, 73, singer Percy Sledge is 69, NFL Hall of Famer coach and NASCAR owner Joe Gibbs, 69, Ben Stein, you see him on a lot of shows, political, talks about everything, political things, financial, he's on Larry King a lot, had a game show, he's 65 years old, John Larroquette from Night Court, among the other things he's done, 62 years old, Amy Grant, 49 years old, Bucky Dent is 58 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, I mentioned her name before, from Law & Order. Fame actress Jill Hennessy is 40 years old. Donovan McNabb, Phillies signal caller, is 33 years old. And Barbara Bush is 28 years old. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Remember the day and remember those who serve this country. Give thanks to them. Take a moment to pause and think about all those people and to think about all the things that you are grateful for. I'm grateful for all of you for listening to the show and sending us your emails and thoughts and whatnot, and I'll see you on the flip side.